said, getting exhausted, being exhausted. Because, see, when my husband was down so long, he said I got exhausted then and just hadn't opened it. Never would open it. And now yesterday evening after they all left, I sat right here in the chair and slept 2 hours.
Really?
After they left, before I knew it, I was watching TV and just off I went. Slept 2 hours.
I don't think I ever have gone to sleep sitting up.
Well, I can just sit up and sleep good as I can lay on the bed. But I don't like to do that. If I know it, I try to get on the bed, but I don't know it.
I don't guess there's anything wrong with it.
I don't guess it is. Well, I guess it's just wild.
Nah, really. Say, if there's somebody still in bed, still sleeping, and you don't want it to, you might tell somebody.
We'll wake him up.
Somebody that has trouble hearing,
mm-hmm.
say they're just about stoned.
But deaf.
And say if a man had been working out in the hot sun all day, he might come in and take off his shirt, wring it out, and say, well, look how I...
Sweaty.
Yeah. Do a lot of that myself.
I do too. Sitting right here, I just sweat just... Ooh. Just get rain wet sitting in the chair.
This is kind of weather to do it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get these places on their skin. It's kind of a lump with a core in it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this thing? Got that white stuff inside you have to mash out?
Blackheads. I guess what I always call it.
Is that the same thing as a rhizome or a boil?
Well, if it's just a little one, it's a blackhead, and if it's a big one, it's a ball.
Have you ever heard people call those anything else?
No, this.
They call them rising?
No, not if it wasn't a big one. It's a big one, it's a rise.
Big one, it's a
rise. Mm-hmm. If it's a little one, it's a blackhead.
You ever heard something like that called a carbuncle?
I've seen carbuncles, but man, they're big ones.
What are they like? They're
bigger. They're huge things with carbuncles. I've seen people have carbuncles. They're terrible. I sure wouldn't want one.
I wouldn't either.
Ooh, I never had one in my life and don't want one.
What do you call that white stuff that you have to mash out?
Pus.
Ever heard people call that corrupt?
Yeah, I've heard that too. But I always call it pus.
Say if a bee stung me in my hand and it got bigger, I'd say that my hand
was swollen.
Or I might say, yesterday the bee stung me in my hand.
And my hands are swollen.
You know, sometimes when people do a lot of work with their hands and they're not used to it,
mm-hmm.
they get blisters on their hands.
Yeah.
And those things have some kind of liquid inside.
Yes, blisters. I had blisters on my hands many times doing things I wasn't used to.
Have you ever heard people call that liquid inside a blister anything in particular?
No, it's blisters about all I've ever heard it called.
A water blister?
Well, it can, but no, it's not a water.
I mean water.
Water, and they, yes, water comes in.
Yes.
And you pick them and they'll come out, you know. Bust them, and they'll come out and get well then.
You can have blood blisters too?
Yeah, you can have blood blisters. You can pinch your hand, get it pinched, and you'll have a blood blister from that. I have. They hurt too.
Right.
I've had.
Say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, you take them to the doctor so the doctor could treat the